Okay, listen to it. Let me read the whole thing together. Therefore, no condemnation now exists in those in Christ Jesus. Because the spirit life, the spirit law of life in Christ Jesus, what? Has set me free from the what? The law of sin and death. Sin and death, I've been set free from it. Satan is constantly trying to deceive me and get me away from God and the word. How you fellowship with God, how you commune with God. You have to get in this word and prayer. So let me read this other statement he made. Mighty weapons. For the weapons of your warfare are not carnal, but they're mighty through God, to the pulling down of strongholds. He said, although we have been made new creatures, although we are created by God in Christ, and although we are transferred out of from under Satan's authority, we still have to live in a world ruled by Satan. That's what I want to get to. You will still living in a world ruled by Satan. But see, some people stick their head in the sand, act like ain't nothing going on. And all the honey is out. The Bible calls Satan the god of this world, 2 Corinthians 4:4. Satan is also called the prince of the power of the air, Ephesians 2:2. Christ calls Satan the prince of this world, John 12:31, 14:30, and 16:11. According to the word of God, the very air about us is filled with hostile forces, attempting to destroy our fellowship with God the Father and to deprive us of our usefulness in the master service. They're constantly trying to deprive us of this. But our Father God, in his great provision, is given to us not only ourselves, not only for ourselves, but also for the benefit of Satan rule men and women. I'm going to read that again. But God our Father, the Father God, has in his great provision and plan of redemption, has given us a weapon to use against Satan. Are you hearing me? Has given us a weapon to use against Satan. That weapon is given to us not only for ourselves, but also for the benefit of Satan rule men and women around us. And you got a whole bunch of constantly trying to get you away from God's provision, God's plan for your life. And that weapon is the name of Jesus. That weapon is the name of Jesus. Christ has redeemed us from the curse. We are not cursed. And you get that in your spirit. And you learn. Now listen to this scripture. Closing. This scripture says, if the spirit of him that raised Jesus from the dead dwell in you, he that raised Christ from the dead shall also quicken your mortal body by the spirit that dwelleth in you. God's spirit, your spirit, Holy Spirit is dwelling in your spirit. And that's why you want to receive the baptism of the Holy Spirit, because you release him with power to operate in you. And most people just get born. Some people get born again and they call the Holy Spirit the devil. But the Holy Spirit is dwelling in your spirit to empower you, and out of your spirit, because it is full of the life of God in you. When you learn how to release that life, because see, God released his life, his power, his ability through words. And when you learn how to do that, it quickens your mortal body. You learn how to do that so you don't have to have a hand laid on you. You don't have to wake somebody up in the middle of the night to pray for you and all that stuff. You learn how to do that. But many of us hadn't learned, and so we could do that. But you got everything you need. You got everything you need right there on the inside of you. Everything you need. You just got to learn how to take possession of it. All the healing you need is right there. All the money you need, right there. All the wisdom you need, right there. Holy Spirit got it. You've been made unto us. Jesus living on the inside of you, he's been made unto us what? Wisdom, righteousness, sanctification, and redemption. Well, right on the inside. This is why we're in this book. This is why we want to study this manual, so we'll find out what's all right. You don't buy a new product. You get in there and study the manual so you find how to get the best use out of it. Haven't y'all bought some product and equipment and appliance, and way down across the year, you finally discover, wow, I didn't know it was there. You know why you know? You hadn't got in the manual. If you read the manual through and through, you would have found out, yeah, I see that. So like I did, and I'm closing. I would get kids' toys, and instead of reading the manual, I just started putting it together. I had to put it together 4 or 5 times because some of them parts didn't work right. Because I had them in the wrong place. This stupid thing, this ain't right. No, here, this stupid thing. Didn't read the manual. I guess one of the, I said I'm closing, you know I'm closing too. I guess one of the most recent challenges we had, my wife bought this little, I ain't gonna call it stupid, bought this little table, I don't know what the thing is, little desk with a little chair and all that. Ooh boy, I finally got it. I read the manual. Finally, we got that thing together. Amen. But it hadn't been for that manual, that thing wouldn't have got right. I had to change the stuff because after reading, I still got something wrong. That's why we keep going back to the manual. That's why we keep going back, right?